Welcome to Marketing and Food Online. This is Damian, and I'm going to get into your subscriber questions right now. All right, let's jump right into it, and welcome to Marketing and Food Online. And as always, if you are not subscribed to Marketing Food Online, hit that subscribe button and check out nearly 600 videos to help you get your food business up and running. If you're looking to start a food business from home or get a food product on retail shelves or maybe even online through Amazon, eBay, or Etsy, make sure you subscribe to the button and make sure you also hit your notification bell. That's going to let you know of all of our brand new videos as we post them. So let's jump right into it. As always, I'd like to get to the point. And do not waste your time. We want to jump into some great questions. I've actually got about four or five questions tonight in regards to food businesses. And let's get right to it. So the first one I've got, and this is a really, really interesting question that is, I'm glad he actually asked it. This gentleman here has a spice business. He has a dry rub, Ramon. I try not to use last names, but I'll use their first name. Ramon had a great question, and he wanted to know, so he packs a dry rub seasoning and he works out of a restaurant kitchen. So he wanted to know if he can actually produce a product through a restaurant kitchen and is that similar to using a commercial kitchen? And then the next following question was one in regards to once he packs it, is he able to sell it through the internet if he's utilizing a restaurant kitchen? Okay, Ramon, so here's what you want to do. Number one, yes, you can pack a product like that in a restaurant kitchen, but there are a few things you need to double check within your city and county, and I'm going to give you kind of a list if you want to grab a pen and paper. A few questions you need to ask them to make sure that within your city and county, because it's always different. Some states and within the state, some counties and cities can allow for you to actually utilize a restaurant kitchen as a commercial kitchen. If it's your business and you produce a food product there, you can do that. You can pack it there, produce a product there, and you can sell it on the premises. Now, selling it online is a little different. So that's where you need to double check with your county and see if there's any other type of licenses or permits that you would need to get for your facility to allow you to not only pack a product, but then turn around and sell it, okay? Because here's the biggest question. The biggest issue with that is when you create a food product within a restaurant kitchen, you are technically a commercial kitchen. You're licensed by the state, probably the Department of Agriculture or the Health Department inspects your facility. You can pack a product there, but when you start to ship it, where are you going to do the fulfillment? Okay. When you do an internet business, when you're online, I've been doing it for over a decade. When you're online, it's a little different where you're going to do the fulfillment. Okay. Producing the food product is one thing, but within your restaurant, are you going to have shipping boxes, a laptop open to take orders, packing tape and materials, et cetera, et cetera. You see what I'm saying? So you would almost have to set up a shipping department within your restaurant. And I don't know if that would be something they would allow. That's kind of the tricky part to what you're asking. So producing a product like most restaurants, I've actually been to a lot of them when I lived in Florida for quite a few years. A lot of the barbecue restaurants that I actually went to, they had their own brand of product right on the counter. Okay, some of them actually utilize a co-packer or even a private label company to produce it for them, which is fine and great. You can do that as well. That may actually be better for you, Ramon, is to have a private label company just basically take your product and put it into a bag, put a label on it and seal it in or whatever container you have, and then you can ship and sell it, okay? But if you wanted to do that in the restaurant, I saw a lot of them did that as well, but they weren't selling it online. So that's a little tricky. Contact your Department of Agriculture office or whoever is in charge of the inspection of your restaurant and ask them, hey, I'm looking to do this from this facility. Do I, in order for me to ship it, the actual logistics part, you know, transacting the order online, processing the order and shipping it, does that need to be done in another place? Can I use my kitchen here to produce the food product and then go to either a small cubicle or rent out an office space where it's going to be your logistical area where you're going to ship it from? That may be something that 'd be better off for you. I don't think they're going to have UPS coming in through the middle of your restaurant picking up boxes as you ship stuff. So double check on that. Okay, so I hope that gives you a little bit of guidance and explains probably your best bet. I believe that's going to be how it works. I've never really heard of a restaurant using itself as a shipping station, in a sense, and filling online orders. That's probably not going to happen. So Next up, I do have a great question. Let me just scroll down here really quick. Okay, so here's another great question. So I do a lot of videos on cottage food law, which is producing food products from home. But I do have a lot of subscribers who actually live in apartments. And the question came up, you know, hey, if I live in an apartment, can I produce a food product? This one in particular was actually a question about catering. Can you live in an apartment and do a catering business? Yes and no. And I'll explain to you. This is from E-Roll. E-Roll, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. E-Roll was asking in regards to living in an apartment and doing having a catering business. Yes, you can, and no, you can't. You can have a business that you want to have as far as it being a catering business. Doing the business aspects of it, doing the day-to-day business stuff as far as paperwork, placing orders, those type of things, you can do that from your apartment. Now, is there an opportunity for you to actually fill a food order and make food from an apartment? Probably not. Here's why. Because most of the time you need to be in, if you're in a home setting, sometimes the zoning in certain cities, the zoning is the biggest factor. They allow you to prepare these types of food things that in a home kitchen. When you're in an apartment, it's a little bit different. The zoning is probably not going to permit you to do that. But you do have the ability, if you're looking to do this and you're really passionate about it, you can get yourself a commercial kitchen. And you can rent the commercial kitchen for just those specific events. So let's say you started a catering business. And a couple weeks later, you got your first job. And it's a corporate event, and it's a pretty good amount. It's a couple grand, a couple thousand dollar event. Now, you can rent out a commercial kitchen to fulfill that order, and you bring it from the commercial kitchen to the venue. Most states and most cities and most counties will allow you to do that. You need to check with whomever, wherever that you live in, check with your city and ask them, hey, look, I want to start a catering business from my apartment, but I'm not going to be doing the actual cooking and such from there. I'm going to rent a commercial kitchen as needed. But can I use my apartment as the business address, as the place of incorporation, you know, all of the legal aspects of having a business? You can do that from an apartment, but you want to make sure that you can within the city and county, because they always vary. They're always different. Every city, every state, and every county has different rules. So check with them. But that would allow you the best route to start a catering business, and you simply just use the kitchen as needed. So if you've got a $2,000 catering event, then you've got a couple hundred dollars in expenses that you're going to have to rent a commercial kitchen for a couple hours. And that's something that you can definitely do. Okay, but double check again, see the specific permits, licensing, and such that would be needed within your city and county. Now, next question up is I have a great question from a subscriber. Sorry about that. I'm just scrolling down really quick. So he actually has a pricing question, and this is something that's really fantastic. I love questions about pricing food products, because that was one of the biggest challenges I had. So I have a good food dessert. He has a dessert that is $25 for all the ingredients. So he's having a hard time knowing the price of it. Okay. Number one, this is from Juan. So Juan, here's the first step I would do. To be honest with you right up front, if the dessert costs you $25 to make, that is very expensive, okay? Now, I don't know how large the product is, okay? And I'm not trying to discourage you from making the item itself. If you can bring the price point down to start with, you're going to need to do that. If the product costs you $25, I don't know if that's within your question. I'm not sure if I see if it's per serving, or maybe it's a cake that costs that much. Find out how cheap, how inexpensive, how much you can lower the price to begin with. Now, from there, you want to find out who are you selling it to. If you're going to sell it to a restaurant, your markup is going to be a lot smaller than it would be if you sold it directly to a customer. Because when you sell it to another third party and they're going to turn around and sell it to their customers, you're going to lose out on some money between you and that final customer. Remember, more people who stand between you and your customer, the less money you make. If you're selling it to a cafe, if you're selling it to a restaurant, if you're selling it to anywhere that you're going to sell it, sandwich shop or whatever, they need to buy it even cheaper. So you're going to make a lower margin. If you sold that product directly just straight to a customer, then you can mark it up way more than you could if you had to offer it at a wholesale price, okay? So number one, try to get your price point down for your cost. Number two, figure out who is your customer. How are you selling it? And then number three, what I always try to do is about a 2.5 to maybe even 3 times your cost is your markup. So hypothetically, if something costs you $10 to make, you want to sell it to that end user for around $20 to maybe $22, $23, $24. at least two times what your cost is, right? Because what you want to do is you want to gain back your cost of the product plus a profit for yourself. And you got to also factor in how much time it takes you to make. Okay? So figure out what is your time frame for making it. Can you reduce your cost for the product itself? And then who are you selling it to? And then from there, determine your price point. A markup of a 2.5 to 2.25 times, or maybe even just 2 times what you have, is kind of a normal thing. That's good. That's going to give you a pretty decent margin. Okay? So with that being said, I'll wrap it up for these 3 questions. I was going to do about 4 or 5, but I didn't want to take too much more time out of your day. And as always, if you have more questions about your own food business, please do let me know. Give me some questions down in the comment section, and I'll always try to get to them as soon as possible. And of course, as always, I will see